started dating the 2-8 Rabbi David Eliyahu Noyak.
Good morning. Before we move on to the next topic in Muks Machmas Gufay, I wanted to finish off a second type of Chazon Kiss. We did discuss last time Muks Machmas Chazon Kiss, and the more popular Chazon Kiss Muksas are an item which is generally a Kaddish Nachal Issa first, and it's been upgraded by virtue of your Hakpoda, your Makpah, not to use it for anything else other than its intended purpose. A classic example of the Shechita knife, which you would never use for anything other than Shechita, that becomes a Tzoron Kiss and may no longer be moved with your hands. The Heterim that apply to Kaddish Menachta Le'Issa do not apply to Tzoron Kiss. There's one more type of Tzoron Kiss before we move on to Muksa Machmas Gufoy, you may have heard of, and that is an item which is Miyachid Le'Mokim, something which has a specific place, a fixed place, and people don't generally move it because they're scared of damaging it. That is also becomes Tzoron Kiss, yeah? So the Moshul, a washing machine can be Chazon Kiss. Most people don't, you know, once you start schlecking the washing machine, the drum starts shaking, you ruin the engine, the structure. You don't normally move these things around. A dryer, a fridge, a freezer, a large wardrobe, cupboards, all these type of things, you're scared to move. Unless you need to. When the technician comes to fix it, he moves it out. Otherwise, put it down and leave it there for years, yeah? These items of Chazon Kiss. Again, maybe if someone has a small fridge, I have a small fridge at home used for Yom Tov. The small fridge and taka gets moved from the dining room to the sukkah or here. That's more of a Kaddish Menachta Le'Issa. It's plugged in and it's your fridge. But once you start getting the big heavy ones, if you drop something behind there, if a box of matzah slips behind it, you can't just pull it forward with your hands to pull out your matzah. It's Chazon Kiss has to move in ways which are still yet to be discussed. Another example, which is again a machlokes, but Rabbi Falk definitely holds that a painting on the wall or a picture, something that's fixed on its place, a clock, a picture, a gedolim picture, or anything like that, a canvas, these are considered as miyachid emokim, they're not usually moved, and therefore they are muksamach. So on kiss, and they look very innocent. You know, I was at Shalom Zocher once, and I was standing in someone's hall talking to the balabos there, and a few bochurim ran in to the Shalom Zocher, and there were quite a few of them, Knanar, and they knocked all this fellow's pictures. He had canvases of all his children, grandchildren, going up in a nice step on the wall, and as they went past, they made them all not straight, and he started doing that and straightening them all with his hands. I didn't tell him off, but those are all Chazon Kiss, yeah? You wouldn't think that, but what's muksa about a picture of my grandchild? It's muksa, it's Chazon Kiss, it can't be moved by hand. So go for it all muksa. Important to mention that the doors of these items, the doors of a washing machine, the door of a dryer, the door of all these items are not Chazon Kiss, because whilst the actual item, you're very makpid not to move, you're scared of damage, the door is open and closed 100 times a day. That's not, you can't say you're makpid on the door. The doors.
Don't kiss my picture.
Because you're miyachid emokim on the wall, you don't want to get moved, yeah?
Don't kiss.
It's a machlekes. They say the joke, I think it's machlekes and Moshe. It depends which goggle picture you've got on the wall, if it's muksa or not. depends who shit that you hold, though, yeah? So Rabbi Falk definitely holds that these are chasar and kiss, and again, try to go here with one mahalach, otherwise we're going to end up with Google shitters. Okay. Let's make a start on muksa machmas gufoy. Muksa machmas gufoy, very, very important, another group, a very serious group of muksa, in the same category, shtarkeit, of chumrah, as a chisaron kiss. Yeah? Now, the question is, what does muksa machmas gufoy mean? What's the taich? What's included in muksa machmas gufoy? It's a hard word to translate, and it's going to get more complicated as we go along, because the word gufoy features three times in muksa. You've got the tzir of gufoy by kedev nachta le'isa, which means moving it for a mutter purpose. You've got muksa machmas gufoy, which we're going to discuss today, and total begufoy, which means something else entirely, which we haven't yet discussed. So there's three times this word comes to make sure you understand the right each time. So muksa machmas gufoy is a very severe muksa, and again, like chisaron kiss, cannot be moved by hand, the tzir of gufoy, or the tzir of mekoymoy. So if you see someone moving a stone or a £10 note off the table and they say tzir of mekoymoy, they're saying it wrong. You cannot move these items with your hands for gufoy or mekoymoy. Yeah? Now, we'll still discuss, don't worry, first we're just assessing what the groups are, what's Melachta Le'Issa, what makes something Chazon Kiss, what makes something Gufoy. Once we've assessed all that and we know how to assess and categorize hundreds and hundreds of items, we can discuss at the next Shem Mitzvah how to start moving them when we've got a problem. But the Baila, we're just going to sort out what the groups are. So, what makes an item Muksa Machmas Gufoy? Any offers?
Huh? No intrinsic use.
Anything better? Looking for a specific word. Got no Shem Keli. It's not a Keli, yeah? Now, we're going to split Muksa Machmas Gufoy into two groups, yeah? We're going to speak about Group A, which is a useless item with no Shem Keli. Everyone knows that. Stones and leaves and twigs and all these bits and bobs you find on the floor, all Muksa Machmas Gufoy, yeah? they're considered a useless item. There's nothing to do. Yeah, you have some eggshells. I managed to get these out of the top of the bin last night. Eggshells, yeah? It's only an eggshell. It's muksa. This is the same muksa as just use money because everyone knows money. This is the same muksa. Exactly the same muksa. Muksa machmas kufoy. Muksa machmas kufoy. No dream of picking up a 5, a 10, a 20 pound note and moving it with the hands. An eggshell, sometimes it drops by the floor, by the bin. Bend down, pick. It's only an eggshell. It's a 5 pound note. An eggshell is muksa machmas kufoy. Same as money, right? Very, very important. So, that's useless items. You've got rubbish, you've got stones, orange peels, banana peels. Any of these things that are useless are muksa machmas kufoy. Yeah? Is this muksa?
One second,
I'll get to you. Is this muksa? Good question. It's open, it's nice, it can be reused again. So this is not muksa, no matter when it was opened. However, this is. Because now it's a useless ripped up wrapper, yeah?
Well, good story. We're far from Bar Crash Array with ripped up wrappers. We'll get there, if we get there.
Okay, so, sorry, did you want to...
Say
again?
Do you mean to say when you've already...
you want to eat an egg, you have to take the eggshell off, don't you? You're allowed to take it off, it's pretty rare. It's a head to kill it to take it off, has to be some, but it should go straight in the bin. How to move it if you put it down, we'll have to talk about still. But an eggshell, I'm saying you're sorted. Eggshell on the floor, pistachio nutshell, and a 5 pound note. It's three the same, all the same boxes, yeah? Banana skin is inedible. No one's going for a banana skin, yeah? Bahamas don't eat banana skins. Yeah. I've tried to interview a few Goyim Grada about dogs, what they eat, and they all said the same thing. It was quite interesting. Okay, group two. Yeah, so we'll discuss that soon when we get to our potatoes. Group number two is an item which is useful. It's a very useful item, but not today because it's Shabbos. The moshel, yeah? Famous moshel. It is a bag of pasta. Is this useful? Of course it's useful. I'm going to make my supper tonight, but not today. Today is Shabbos. You've got Issa Bishul, which is riding on this item. You can't use it. So today, this item is muksa machmas kufoy. But it's food. It's not food. It's not food. It's raw, inedible food. It needs a mitzvah, a bishul, a fear, tigul, sneer. It needs something doing to get it into food. So it's not food. Like this is not food, yeah? This is muksa machmas kufoy. And you say, oh, who's eating potatoes on the Shabbos? No one's eating them. But how about moving it to get your cucumber? How about pulling out the drawer when you've got 10 of these in there and a tomato? Are you thinking about bosses, tilt them outside? What are you doing over here, yeah? So these items are muksa, machmas kufoy, shtark, muksa. And again, you could be moving them in the cupboard to get your wafers, to get your nash, to get your jellies. No one's eating pasta. No one's using flour on Shabbos. Yeah, again, same problem. It's useful, very useful. Biscuits, cakes, challahs, but not today. So this is... Oh, Yom Tov's different. If you can use it on Yom Tov, no problem. So this is on the top shelf of your fridge and it's blocking your chrein or your favourite mayonnaise. You can't just put your hand in and push it to the side and take it out. This is a £5 note. £20 note, yeah? These items are muksa machmas kufoy. So, any food, again, I say food, I mean a food like this, which is inedible and not available for use, is a problem. These, say again?
No.
No? What about these? Haricot beans, raw. Raw, muksa machmas kufoy. Come back to your tins. Yeah, you've got a tin in the cupboard. A tin of baked beans, no problem. A tin of raw beans, problem. One's oichel, one's non-oichel. Completely different halakhas. And most people, most ladies, do keep this type of stuff in their cupboards. Sometimes they mish it all together. They've got the wafers, the crackers, and the pasta all in one thing. We'll see soon, Mitzchem, what problems that could thing and how easily it can be solved. But these are items which are seriously muksa machmas kufoy. Yeah.
You have to evaluate the. Open the drawer with all the stuff inside to evaluate them.
Right, so when we get to Hilchos Bosses, we'll discuss how to evaluate things, yeah? We're not up to there yet. Very good. Now, here's the shell. Let me ask you a shaila. I have here, what is this muksa? It's a paintbrush. This featured in our first year. This is a keli from after this. You dip in the paint and you do so there. Here's some paint. I didn't bring the whole tub, there's no room in my case. It's kids' paint, but you can imagine it's a big tub of crown paint. This is also used doing severe. What's this? A keli from after this, and what's this? Muksa machmas kufoy. They're both doing the same malacha. They're both doing. They're both associated with the same issa. Why is this a keli? And I can move off my bed with my hands. That serve. I want to go to sleep now. Take it off. Yeah, go to bed. Zagat bench. This is on my bed. I'm going to have to start doing acrobats and all these festas and tipping and flipping. Well, it's paint. It's all the same thing. No, it's not. This is kufoy, and this is malacha issa. Yeah, a makeup brush might be malacha issa. The makeup that you use, the foundation, or this is all muksa machmas kufoy. Two different things. A stapler, staples are kufoy, the staples are malach to this. So how do you work out and distinguish the difference between the lighter Kedush Machzeleso and the heavier Gufan. Very important, isn't it? Because if you have, often it can be a pair, it can go together, you could have these two on your table, the kids finished, or something, finished painting, you leave them there, you come there, you approach this Shiloh on Shabbos, you have to know, this one, with the hands straight back in the cupboard, and this one, we're going to have to discuss, we haven't yet learned how to do that. So it's very important to work out what's what. So, there is a, Rabbi Falk, the Kohen Rocha, gives a big toast, and made a simon which works in 99% of cases, how to assess whether something's malachta le'issa or gufo. You hear the Shiloh? How do you work out the difference between these two things? So he said, usually this works. So the item that is reused many, many times is the keli. This, if you look after your paintbrush and you put it in your surface every night when you finish, it will last you for many years. Paint, reuse. It gets reused. That's a keli. Paint is not a keli. It gets used up. Have your paint your room, goes down. It's finished. There's nothing more to use. As you use it, it's finished. So that's one of a very good way how to generally assess what's the keli and what's the gufo. If you reuse it, it's a keli. If it gets used up, it's the gufoy. Think of any pair you know, stapler and staples. You keep your stapler for 30 years, and you keep putting in more staples. The staples are gufoy, and the stapler is melachteles. Okay. You could even end up with three things being the same. Imagine this. What's this pen? Kedush Machzeleso, it's a classic on your table. Certainly, come and move it. This also does kosev. Remember we spoke about this last week? This is chesaron kis. Because you're very makpid, no sofer is going to use this for anything else after he's prepared it and whittled it down. Guf melachta leso, chesaron kis. If I had a bottle of ink, I would show you. Remember the bottles of ink when we used to write with the ink? That bottle of ink is muksa machmas gufoy. Yeah? So, it's important to recognize each item what it is, not to apply the wrong halachas to the wrong thing. So, going back to some examples of group A and group B. Group A, we said, are items which are useless with no Shem Kedi. Yeah, useless with no Shem Kedi. So we've got here for you some leaves which you pulled off the tree last night. Again, you'll say, who's messing with these on Shabbos? Lots of people. Lots of people can come in with some grass stuck on their shoes walking through a field or wet grass, and they just bend down and quickly flick off a couple of these pieces of grass on Muksa Machmas Gufoy. You wouldn't wipe off a £5 note. Same thing with this, yeah? Or you could have what's it called? Yeah, some stones. I've got a lot of these near my front door. The gravel, like, sometimes get kicked in with the shoes. You can't just pick them up and throw them out the door. Muksa Machmas Gufoy, these little stones. Or a bigger brick. We'll speak, what about if I want to use this to hold my gate open so I can, for the Kiddush, Yachadit, we'll speak about Yichud and later Shem Mitzvah. These are all important things. Nutshells, eggshells, pistachio nutshells. A lot of people don't serve nuts by Shon Zohar because they're scared that the halachas are moving the muksa shells. Yeah, that's where the minute comes from, not for some people who don't do it. Those who do, Mr. Brook tells you what to do when there's a big pile, when it's kashuray, how to move with the knife, etc., etc. Orange peels, all these peels. Yes, some people say, well, they make them in Eretz Yisrael and chocolate orange peel. I don't know if anyone eats orange peel by itself per se, but anything which is not edible like that is awesome. Cut hair, cut nails, again, cut hair. Who's busy with cut hair on Shabbos? I'll tell you, somebody phoned me and said, I went up to the bathroom on Friday night after lighting, and I see my husband, who must have been in a rush, and he'd shaved or trimmed over the sink area, lady's worst nightmare. He's after she's been in the bathroom and he's there and he's cutting, and there's little black hairs all over the whole sink. Can she just wipe it away with her hand? She put a tap on, wipe it with a tissue. What's the story? These hairs are disconnected. Muksa Machmas Gufoy. The hairs in the sink, your sink's full of pound coins. Yeah? Oh, we'll get to Grafsharei. It's Mears. Okay, let's see. What happens if it's three hairs? One, which is really bothering you, but there's a tiny little hair. One nutshell, one eggshell. No, it still Muksa, yeah? Very, very small nachman. We'll discuss at a later stage of when a tiny amount is happening now. We've got a case here which is not so pleasant, but it's important. Anybody on the Chevra Kedisha will know the halachas, but a mace is also muksa, a severe muksa, a very severe muksa, and you know how to move that. Twigs, fluff, all these types of things, sticks. You'll often see kids picking up sticks in the street. These things are muksa machmas gufoy. Group A, examples of items which are useless with no Shem Kedi. Now, both these groups, whether useless or useful, if not moving Shabbos today, share a common denominator. There's no Shem Kedi. Yeah, they can't be reused, they're not usable.
Stone side of peach.
Oh. So we have to talk about Boira and Muksa at the same time, but that we'll have to discuss them. No. Oh, so they're there. They do this, they put them away, and like we do conkers, they do Mishpah Sikul, Mishmash, what's this, they haven't gained with the apricot pips yet. Yichud is a whole new parasha, making things into a toy, we'll speak still about. Okay? Huh? No, what they play, what we play here with conquerors, they play with these. They're part of a collection. If it's part of a collection, it's not muksa. Yeah? On Shabbos? No, I wouldn't do that, especially if it could have been mechuba b'shas. Where was it? When Shabbos came in, it was mechuba, and now it's polish. It's a different problem. Yeah? Look at the beginning, you have domen shemchas. Okay. Examples of category B, items which are useful, if not for being Shabbos today. Now again, you might think these things never apply to you, but if you keep your eyes open for the next four Shabbos, you'll see that tons and tons of them do. It's just not on the mind. Soil. Soil is muksa. Who's playing with soil? My friend's grandmother, who waited for 30 years to put down peach carpet, so all her kids are married. She put down her peach carpet, and Anifus came and spilled over her beautiful plant the first Shabbos, soil all over the floor, right? It happens. Can you quickly scoop up back in the pot? No, you can't. The soil is muksa machmas gufa, it's associated with chayresh, and it's muksa machmas gufa. You're not allowed to pick up soil and put it back in a pot or any of these things on Shabbos.
You have your bin lid on Shabbos.
Say again?
The bin.
Yes, you can open a bin lid on Shabbos. Yes. No, it's not. It's just a kisser. It's not mashamash muksa. It's just a couple. We'll speak about it when we get to the subject of bins. Flour. Flour is important. Flour is important. Flour, people often store flour in the fridge, like we said before. If you're pushing flour out of the way to get your chayin, to get your menis, flour is muksa, machmas gufa. It can't be used on Shabbos. Any other raw inedible foods, you've got potatoes. You've got potatoes, a bag of potatoes, muksa machmas gufa. I know people say, my son eats them, your son's mad. Now, you're not supposed to eat potatoes. Potato, raw potato is muksa, as is. Now, if anybody wants to offer to eat one of these, you can come and show it your price. A raw egg is not muksa. Not muksa. There's a bit of a raid about the raw eggs. They say the chazanim used to drink it. I've yet to meet a chazan who's going to go for that nowadays. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about whisking it into your coffee to make it white. Again, not something I'd go for, but if anybody wants to try that, because in date, a raw egg is not muksa. We used to say beetroot in the list, although some of the ladies timing out, beetroots have become a bit of a fashion food where you eat them raw. I don't know, I'm not an expert on beetroot. Raw dough, barley, rice, raw fish, raw meat, all these things are seriously muksa machmas gufa. It happens sometimes you're going in the freezer to pull out a kuchen and a cake and suddenly a chicken falls out, yeah? You've got to know your halachos. Remember one lady said she opened the freezer and a big chicken fell out, a big MH chicken fell out, the top shelf bounced on the toe, sitting on the floor, and she thinks, oh, what should I do now? It's muksa machmas gufa, how am I going to get back in the freezer? You know what she did? She didn't know what to do. And it's a miracle in my so yeah, she might know what to do, she was mad. But if you know the halacha, you make your life easier. She left it out to defrost, and on Motzei Shabbos, in the summer, she started cooking it till 3 a.m. she was up with this chicken. So I said, why didn't you just put it back in with your foot? She said, because it was on the top shelf. So take the chocolate cake out of the bottom shelf, put down the top, and kick the chicken back into the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Didn't think of that. Use your seichel, know the halacha, and use your seichel, yeah? Okay, so these things are muksa. What about raw yeast? Yeast, yeah, I don't know if any of you have got a friend who eat yeast, don't advertise. This is muksa machmas gufoi. This could be hanging around in your fridge door, probably is, or on the shelf by the front and next to the flour. People keep, this is muksa machmas gufoi. We'll speak in the future, Mr. Shem, about avoiding constant moving and indirect movement. Every time you open your fridge door, if you've got yeast on your fridge door, you're in there, you're doing tiltum and atzat. The whole Shabbos, yes, it's the tzur to amutu, we haven't discussed this yet, but there's things to talk about still with the raw yeast in the cupboard. These are all things that are muksa, dried peas, peans, lentils, all these things that we have in all the legends, what they're called, they're all muksa machmas gufa, yeah? All associated with bishul. What about this? This might be in the nash drawer in some people's houses with the packets. So you've got a packet of potato sticks, crisps, and microwave popcorn, muksa machmas gufa, potato sticks and crisps, mutter, heta, oichel. This is not an oichel. Yes, there's some people who eat the last two when they didn't blow in the microwave and they like the crunch, but no one's sitting down to a pack of this like this, right? Anyone, any offers? No one's eating this, right? Not normal. If you find someone who's a bit meshuggah and he's happy to chomp on metal aeroplanes, it doesn't make them not, yeah? There's always a few yechidim who do things funny. Chavrus had a time that people put potatoes on burns. Anyone? Potatoes, the starch helps the burn. Again, these are all interesting uses, not the usual. Okay.
Anything from the freezer can be used. There's a Master Shire. Someone really, really bad bruising on their had an accident.
Right.
So it was sweating up. Would they allow to be, say something from the freezer, a pack of peas?
Well, peas are okay, because if you just empty frost, you can eat them. Not anything. If it's raw and it can't be eaten, as a raw chicken is muksa. But a frozen kigel is not, because you could defrost and eat it. Frozen kal is not. Frozen peas and corn. Peas you can. Peas are not muksa. You can eat those. Just leave it for half an hour and eat it. Yeah?
It's if it's...
No, you don't have to eat it. No, use and put it back. Yeah?
So you could use it.
Yeah, that's usable. That's not muksa. I'm talking, when I say frozen, I mean frozen and raw. Yeah? Frozen and raw. Okay. We can't ignore the title. Persil, Paris and potatoes. Persil. Detergent, bleach, stain remover, all these things you've got. Let's say again, no one's using them, but you might move them, or they might get in your way. You've got this on top of the washing machine, and you're reaching behind to get an extra box of tissues or gloves, whatever it is. Can you just pull out of the way? No, you can't. This is muksa, machmas kufa. It can't be moved by a dime. Yeah? This could be near your, I don't know where you keep your shoe polish. Again, like a tub of paint. This is like a tub of paint. Muksa, machmas kufa, shoe polish, paint, makeup, liquid, cream, powder, all these things, nail polish, all these things. You can have a little nail polish in the cupboard there, and you're trying to get your Shabbos toothbrush. A normal toothbrush. What muksa is this? This is a normal weekday toothbrush. No, this is a Kedish Machtelis. A normal, obviously, if you've got a Shabbos brush, you have to know how to do it. You have your three milers, you have to know what to do. What muksa is this muksa?
No.
Oh, yes. What muksa is this? Gufoy. What muksa is this? That's a great pair, these, right? These are sitting on your sink on Shabbos morning with your upside down Kedish and your shampoo bottle and a yellow duck. What you're pulling out of the sink there when you want to wash, you need to know what you're doing. Two different halachas. There may be heta in there, machtelisa, kufoy. Unlike to have a chesaron kiss floating in your sink, if there is, there's a problem with the way you run your house. But that can happen, yeah? Okay, let's talk about something innocent. Is this muksa? It's the biggest one I could find. We've got to speak in a smaller room. It's a spool of thread. One long spool of thread. That is also muksa. It can't be used until you cut it down to size. It needs a kireya, machata, whatever it needs. It's not usable. Go make something with that, without cutting it. Unless you're from the Urias, it isn't, and you know what you're doing, yeah? Similarly, if you have it's very small, I can't find it in here. I have in here a button, which I can't find. What a button. What's the din of a button that's never been put on a beggar before? Also, same problem. A button that has been on and falls off, we'll still discuss. Muksa machmas kufoy. Yeah,
it's still confusing. Use the tape, but if there's a whole thing, you can't get away with
it. What do you mean you can use the tape? Oh, the people always ask, what's with the last bit? We'll speak about this more in the next 2 minutes. Is this muksa?
What is it?
This is big, come on. It's a roll of silver foil.
On a roll.
Oh. So Rabbi Falk Tainers and many, many other places can hold that this is muksa machmas kufoy. Sorry to drop the bombshell. This roll of tinfoil, a roll of cling film, a toilet roll. We'll get to that in a second. A toilet roll. Talk about the ikad, didn't know what it is. We'll speak about cover debris in a second. A toilet roll, a cling film roll. I know I might never get asked to come here again, so I'll just give it my best now. A roll of cling film. This is the most unpopular one. But it's all there. You can look it up yourselves. A roll of toilet roll, which is often hanging on the back of a door in a toilet, open, close 100 times on Shabbos. A bag of 24 rolls in the back of the door, blocking the flush, so you want to move it with your hands. You're not allowed to move, according to Rav Falk and many, many others, a roll of toilet paper away to flush the chain. Yes, we're going to discuss all some kushas and chaks in a minute. But the vila, a roll of bags, a roll of black sacks, a roll of black sacks. Anything on a roll that needs pulling off, ripping, or sorting out to activate that use is muksa machmas kufoy. The common questions people ask are, first of all, of a multiple question is, when you're up to the last bit, there's three pieces of paper left on the toilet roll, or there's a meter of this left, yeah? That's still unclear if the item's muksa and leave me alone, or now I'm allowed to use it, because at what point do you draw the line? You know, most men are happy to wrap a peanut shoe at about 18 foot of this. Doesn't make it that it's not usable without it, yeah? So these rolls are incredibly important. Now, I'm not saying that if someone's stuck in Hope Hospital on Shabbos and there's no toilet paper there, that he should just wait there till Nacht. He has to know. He has to know Hilchos Kavod HaBrios, how to use the toilet paper, not to get on the line, do with the shinin, all the halachas of how to use toilet paper when you're stuck. But it doesn't detract from the fact that a toilet roll, ba'atzmoy, is muksa machmas kufoy. Now, this is of vital importance because most ladies will store in their kitchen drawer along next to their knives, forks and spoons rolls. It's a great drawer to keep your rolls. Open the drawer, take your knife, take your ladle, take your fork, keep moving your rolls of tinfoil, black sacks, polythene bags, all the things on a roll, and muksim achmaskuf, and you're moving them 100 times the Shabbos. Can that be avoided? That will be discussed in Mitzvah Shem. But these rolls are muksa, yeah? Now, just to mention again, this is a spark of a lot of discussion over the last few days. The title, I should never have used that title. I wrote personal parrots and potatoes. I don't know why. Parrots. When you write about pets, it's important to know that pets are muksa. Now, there's tons and tons and tons of talk about pets. You give a whole shit just on animals and pets, but we're not going to because there's no time. But generally, pets, if you've got a rabbit, you've got a budgie, these animals are muksa. All animals are muksa. Even the pets you have at home, Chazal made the muksa because they're associated with the malacha of tzod. Yeah, it's a problem. If you want to know how to walk your dog, and if you're allowed to stroke rabbits, there's plenty to talk about maybe after the shir. But the vaila, it's good to know all animals are muksa. So I haven't got one in my bag, I'm sorry.
Things on a roll which are in a drawer. When you open the drawer, why is that not considered klachayad? Because normally you would move it.
It's called tiltum and atzad, it's an indirect movement. However, there are shitters who say that if you know that's going to happen every Shabbos, you should avoid it from before Shabbos by preempting and moving it somewhere else. We'll talk about it. That's the Gabi Bosses. There's two different sugyas. There's a sugya of Bosses and the sugya of tiltum and atzad, which both apply in the Shai. We'll discuss it in depth when we get there, maybe some. Page 26, we're up to 16. So, that's very, very important. You're allowed to feed the animals. You're allowed to feed them, and you're allowed to, you have to, yeah, and who's what. The big rage is the stroking, the fur, and all these type of things. There's lots to say about animals. There's a farm on Cavendish Road, for those who want to go to Mr. Geller's house. He's got a sheet of all the halachas, the Shabbos on the side of his wall there. You can argue with them, you can agree to them. They're very interesting what he's got there. Fly killing spray, rodent poison. Sometimes people have behind the thing a rat. What's it called? A mouse trap, or the thing with the bait. And it's a bit. You want to just push it behind. Hello. It's associated with shoychet muksa machmas gufa. You're not allowed to move up your dime on Shabbos. Yeah. So.
Powder.
Same problem. It's associated with shoychet. Yeah.
These things don't go on massive sweeter. The animal goes onto them.
It's made for killing animals. Yeah.
I put it in the area where they're not. And if they go there, they kill them.
What you want to put it there on Shabbos?
Yeah.
You want to lay on Shabbos a trap?
Put the powder there.
On Shabbos?
On Shabbos, before the animals get there.
Oh, so there may be, if it's a chayla, a shtickle amokim to make a certain thing, fly spin amokim. If it's not killing, only if it's dispersing, it's not so simple. There is mokim to talk about in this type of shayla. Does anybody remember what a bar of soap is? I don't mean this personally. I'm saying a bar of soap is osa. It's associated with mamachik. In the olden days, we used to use a bar of soap, make a lather. You still do, okay? A bar of soap is associated with mamachik. So when the bar of soap falls into the sink and you want to pick up with your hands, you can't. You can't. Yeah, bar of soap. That's different. Yeah. So plasticine, Play-Doh, Vaseline, sun cream, medical creams. All these types of creams are associated with mamachik and their problem. One of my friends bought his kids after Komen present Play-Doh. I said to him, it's mugs and it's chomash, but don't worry about it. You've got to be careful. Play-Doh. Yeah. Okay. Sorry? Liquid soap's fine. Yeah, obviously you've got to be liquidy enough. You know how liquidy to make it. It runs and it's not a problem. Yeah. Okay. A ball of string, a piece of string too large to be used, the spool of thread we showed you. All these things, they need an action. You need a pair of scissors with that or a puller. You can't do anything with it by itself. Ink, money. Money's muksa machmas gufa. What about £20? What about £50? What about £10,000 cash in envelopes? Does it become chasaron kis? No. Money can't become chasaron kis, and it's the side of the whole of muksa gufa. Why not? Because it's not a keli. If you want to be chasaron kis, you have to be a keli first. You malachta l'isa, I'll upgrade you, chasaron kis. If you're not a keli, you muksa machmas gufa, you will never get to chasaron kis. You can be 50 grand, 100,000, whatever you want. It doesn't become chasaron kis. If people like to make a joke, the way to remember that money is good for is because it gets used up. Yeah? Gets used up. Bricks, cement, wood, builder's sand, nails, curtain fixtures. You sometimes have a little package from IKEA. You're going to build it after Shabbos. It's fallen down in front of the door. Pick it up. It's just a little table. Just a little table with four little legs. What's it called there? Linden, London. £5. It's muksa machmas gufoi. Associated with makopatish, yeah? Let's finish off. Petrol, firewood, you're not going to hassle with maybe in a holiday house. Battery, just a battery by itself. Fell out the cupboard, put it back in. Sakona will talk about with the lithium batteries, don't get in trouble with Yossi. Swallowing them, they're dangerous. Sakona will talk. But the normal battery, when it's not inside something that's going to be used, is muksa machmas gufa. This is like a jerry can of petrol. Yeah, and again, like a £50 note. Shudas has never been used, a bike repair kit. All these items are associated with Makrapatish, and therefore they are Osa, Muksa, Machmas Kufa. Unless you want to cook, yeah, you're going to throw it in the bin. You're going to put a new one in.
Yeah.
You're going to put a new one in. Yeah.